This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Doesn't it seem like just yesterday that the Curiosity rover was plunked down on Mars? Boy, how time flies. Well, after landing in Gale Crater in August 2012, the rover reached a key destination just this fall, and that was Mount Sharp. Mount Sharp is over 3 miles high. That makes it taller than the Rockies, taller than Mount Hood, and taller than Mount Whitney, the highest peak in the U.S. It sits within a crater, Gale Crater, which itself is about 96 miles in diameter. So what makes a beeline for this mountain necessary? Why do you want to go there? Well, like everything else on Mars, it's all about the search for water. What scientists want to know now isn't whether or not there was liquid water on Mars, but how long was it there? And was it around long enough to support life of the microbial sort? Joining us now is Ashwin Vasavada. He is deputy project scientist at the Curiosity mission. He joins us from JPL in Pasadena. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me.
Why send Curiosity to Mount Sharp? What do you want to learn there?
You know, Mount Sharp was what attracted us to Gale Crater in the first place. When we looked at it from the orbital images that we have over the past few years, we saw that it was composed of layers. You know, mountains aren't typically composed of layers. Volcanoes wouldn't have layers. Mountains that were pushed up by faults wouldn't have layers necessarily. But the layers told us that Mount Sharp has a record of history. And that history, we thought, based on the kind of circumstantial evidence we saw from orbit, may have involved water. So our hope was that by going to Mount Sharp and looking layer by layer, we'd be able to see back in time to the early days of Mars and kind of read its history as water may have been involved in its mm-hmm. formation.
Now, sometimes when we look at the craters on the moon or on other planets, we think of them as impact craters, and the middle spike coming out of the crater is left over from the impact. And did you rule that out?
Yeah, you know, partly because of the fact that it's layered, which is most likely a result of sediment being laid down successfully over time, but also because it's just too big. Mm. You know, typically when you look at other craters, a 3-mile-high central peak would be pretty rare.
Mm-hmm. So now Curiosity has gotten there and discovered that there was water inside this crater?
That's right. You know, we had a hint of that even before landing because we could see certain parts of the crater rim where it looked like a channel was coming down and maybe even delivering sediment into a fan that spread across the crater floor, and that turns out to be exactly where we targeted our landing. But what we didn't know and couldn't piece together from orbit was what role water had in the formation of the mountain. And because the mountain represented this potentially long time scale that it took to form it, figuring out if water was involved was really key.
And so as the water level went up and down in the crater, it left deposits that eventually created the mountain?
Yeah, you know, the evidence that we were finding as we drove several miles from our landing site towards the mountain is that we found all the aspects of what composes a river and lake system on Earth. We found the upstream deposits where coarse gravel was in a stream bed. We found sort of the middle where the stream meets the lake and the sediment gets deposited out in deltas, like river deltas on Earth. And then just after arriving at Mount Sharp, in the last 2 months, we began to see very thin, flat layers of sediment that represent the mud at the bottom of these ancient lakes. And like you said, it wasn't just one event, but we think we saw the geologic evidence stacked vertically. And what that tells us is that it occurred successively in time. There were many episodes of rivers and deltas and lakes that led to the formation of the mountain.
And so there was differing amounts of water at different times. How long would it take to build that mountain in the center there?
Yeah, you know, we're just beginning to piece together a story about that. You know, we've seen the first 30 vertical feet of this 3-mile-high mountain, so we're just getting started. And so it takes a little bit of extrapolation on our part. If we assume the base layer of the mountain, the kind of rock that all kinds seems to be made of the same stuff as that we've seen the first 30 vertical feet of, if that was all made of the same stuff and involved water, it probably would have taken millions, tens of millions of years. And that expands our estimate from Curiosity of how long lakes were present. We'd seen a lake before, but we could only say it may have lasted a few thousand years. Now we're seeing evidence that lakes were either persistent or at least intermittent over a span of millions of years.
There was mentioned that the amount of water in this crater could have equaled like the Great Salt Lake. Is that possible?
You know, just again, it takes a little bit of extrapolation. Hopefully we'll fill in more data as we continue to explore Mount Sharp. But if you trace the present, quote unquote, shoreline that we're at now studying and kind of trace it around the rim of the crater, it would be about the same size as the current Salt Lake in Utah.
Wow. So what happened to all that water that was there?
That's a fascinating question. We think Mars was originally a much wetter planet than it was today, based not only on the evidence at Gale, but we see river channels cut all over the what we call the southern highlands of Mars, and other evidence for lakes and deltas in other parts of the planet. And none of that would be possible with today's climate. So one thing that happened is Mars' climate underwent a massive shift from this warmer, thicker atmosphere to the cold and dry atmosphere that we have today. And along the way, the water was lost, most likely to space. Mars' thin gravity and lack of a protective magnetic field made it evolve quite differently from Earth, and gases in the atmosphere could be lost over time just out of the top of the atmosphere.
So there was once like weather on Mars, like it was snowing on the mountains there, it was raining, thunder, maybe lightning, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine based on looking at the pictures that we get today of this very dry, desert-like place. What the geology is really telling us and forcing us to reconcile with our ideas of Mars' ancient climate is that there was a hydrologic cycle back then. Something supplied runoff of liquid water to fill these lakes and to create these rivers. And one of the best ways of doing that is to have an active hydrologic cycle with humidity coming from other standing bodies of water, oceans, snow, and feeding weather like we have on Earth.
Could the water have lasted long enough there to have fostered, microbial life on the planet?
It's intriguing that we're now broadening the time scale of how long we think the water was present, because that is key. Even understanding the origin of life on Earth is still in its early stages. So I can't, at this point, we can't say it takes X number of years for life to originate. But knowing that the water was less temporary, less transient, and more long-lived at a place like Gale and by extrapolation other parts of Mars gives a greater chance for life to have originated on Mars.
When do you think you could answer that question and give us a better idea of a window that would be possible for that?
Well, one of the things that Curiosity was sent to do is to understand the conditions that could support life on Mars. So we are a geological rover, geochemical rover. We look at the conditions in early Mars that may have supported life. And we found a place called Yellowknife Bay where we think all the conditions were right. Now we're in the midst of studying other places at Mount Sharp where we think also the conditions were right. The next rover after us, which probably launched around the 2020 timeframe, will actually be looking for evidence of life in these rocks. Maybe not at Gale, but maybe somewhere else with a similar geologic setting. So we're progressively working towards finding evidence of ancient life on Mars.
Hmm. And so what's next for Curiosity and Mount Sharp?
Well, what we'd really like to do is continue to figure out how long these lakes persisted and how long the time of early Mars history, the climate supported not only liquid water, but also provided the conditions required for life. And we do that by advancing further up the mountain. If these layers were all laid down successively over time, the further we go up, the younger they get. And the more, it's like turning pages in the history book of Mars as we continue to go up these layers. So we can't wait to keep exploring and looking for evidence of water, looking for evidence of organic materials and sources of energy that life would require and seeing how long Mars was habitable.
Is there anything else besides the water that could explain the type of sediment found in Gale Crater?
There are other more exotic explanations, other liquids, for example, like carbon dioxide or other things that may have formed it. But, a lot of those are just ruled out by the abundance of water that we know was on Mars in the past. The other things that we look at, of course, are things like wind. And that was one of the key things that this discovery we just announced is about, is when we went to Mount Sharp, it was a gamble. We suspected there was water involved based on the minerals we saw and other contextual clues. but we could have gotten here and it could just be a big pile of windblown sediment. And that would have been much less thrilling for the possibilities of life and early Mars climate. But now the geology is telling us that water was involved and involved in a big way.
And why didn't the wind blow or degrade the sediment, though, over all these years?
We think it did. While the mountain was forming, there probably were episodes where it may have dried out and wind-blown sediment was involved also, intermittent with the lakes. But then you kind of fill in the crater with these flat layers of lake sediments and river sediments. But something still needs to happen to form the mountain itself. So we think after Mars climate underwent this big shift from warm and wet conditions to the cold, dry conditions, then wind becomes the major player. Water's out of the picture. Then wind, over the last 2 billion years, we think carved Mount Sharp to its present mountain shape.
Do you think you'll ever figure out what that abrupt shift in the climate was due to?
We think it also has to do with the atmosphere being lost to space.
But why do you lose the atmosphere all of a sudden when you've had it for so long?
Yeah, that is probably tied to the presence of a magnetic field that protected early Mars from that kind of atmospheric escape. Once Mars cooled and the insides stopped circulating in the way that they can generate magnetic fields, then you lose the protection that the magnetic field offers, and the solar wind can strip the atmosphere away.
Wow.
And we're actually exploring that with our next spacecraft called MAVEN.
Okay. We'll wait for MAVEN. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Vasavada. Ashwin Dasavada is a deputy project scientist at Curiosity Mission. He joined us from Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California.